Hey everyone, this is BHL Next. We are talking about Starbucks' new drink. Tyra Banks brings back a sequel and an A-list actor may be casted in a Disney classic. All this and more on Next.
You are tuned in to Black Hollywood Live, Next.
Hey, we turn this up, Josh.
Hey. You still in the mirrors, right?
I'm actually feeling it.
Oh, damn.
Dang.
What happened to my music?
That's the internet. Look at the TV screen. You got that circle of death going. That's crazy.
Hold on, guys.
That's never happened.
Really?
Can't trust the internet.
Ever.
And they don't want us to listen to Kendrick.
They don't want us to be loyal.
They don't want us to be loyal.
Hold on. Look at this.
Damn. For real.
Let it go at this point.
What?
There you go.
Who said that?
That was Stephen Lemieux.
Stephen!
Yeah, the live track.
Kendrick aware. Yep. I love it.
I'll pop it in at some point.
You know what? Yeah, let's just get right into it. Wow. Hey, everybody. This is BHL Next. I am your host, Raylan Taylor. You could find me on Instagram and Twitter at Raylan Taryn and my lovely co-host, my Ray of Sunshine.
Ray of Sunshine, we here. Hello, guys. I'm Raina. You can find me on Instagram and Twitter at Raina_LA. And we have a special guest.
Go on.
How you guys know? My name is Mitchell Edwards. I'm going to follow these ladies. You guys can follow me.
Yes. Okay.
You can follow me on Twitter. My Twitter handle is different than my Instagram handle.
Okay.
It's going to be _ Mitchell Edward for Twitter and then Mitchell Edwards for Instagram.
So Edwards with the S on Instagram. Edward for Twitter.
Correct. And _ before both.
Got that _ in there. Okay. Now, Mitchell, I'm going to tell you, I first saw you. I was home. I think I had like a long day. I had a chemistry exam, and I came home, and there was a Law & Order marathon on, and I was like, I love Law & Order SVU.
And so they always got marathons.
Okay, they always got marathons, so I was like, you know what, I'm hooked. And then I watched this one episode, and I swear I was like, well, there's nobody, it was only myself, so I was like, damn, to myself. This is a good ass actor. Like, you were really good. Like, super good. He was this rapper, right? And it was a rapper who the big issue about the story was being or dating somebody who's transgender, right?
Yes. Uh-huh.
You played that. I have to tell you. That's what I was like, Mitchell, who is this? Who is in this show? He was really good. Like, I was like, oh, he up next.
How was it working with the Law & Order cast?
It was incredible. I feel like that was, I mean, throughout the year I had a lot of opportunity to work, and that was just actually the most recent thing I've done.
Yeah.
And it was working with those guys, those professionals of 18 years now, 18 seasons, that show. It's such a well-oiled machine, and so those guys got to, they showed me a lot. They got to, you know, give me my space to kind of develop the character for myself. So it was a great time, honestly.
Did Ice-T, because you were a rapper, did he try to tell you, like, all right, this is how you be a rapper on camera?
Ice-T, all Ice-T does is spit knowledge all
day
long, as you would imagine. Like, he just sits back. First and foremost, Ice-T talks a lot. But, like, who else you want to be talking to all day, right? So he just talked, he spit a lot of knowledge on the game in general. And I think he, the first day we were on set, he expressed a lot of how this situation, the situation that my character was in, being a rapper who was dating someone's transgender, is something that was so outlandish to his generation of hip-hop.
Definitely.
And so he just kind of commented a lot on how far we've come in entertainment and in media, specifically hip-hop media, to be able to be comfortable enough to tell a story like that.
Yes, right.
So he was great.
What did he say that specifically stood out to you as you carry on for your career?
Well, one of the big things was... You mean for my career, you mean with the character?
Oh, that's the character first.
The character? Yeah. One of the big things was he was speaking on how a character like Hype, that was the character's
name. Yeah,
Hype,
exactly.
Being a protege, so to speak, or the next up, that someone that a label or these top execs invest so much time and money in, how that person is responsible to carry so much that's outside of themselves. They're working for the label. They are basically the face of that label. And so, therefore, a lot of their life is taken away from that. And so, what he was speaking, just coming up in the entertainment industry, period, whether it be in the music industry or, you know, the Hollywood acting industry, whatever case, he was speaking about how important it is to make sure you keep a sense of self, because you're going to have a lot of people, like Hype did, kind of picking at you and trying to use you for things. So he spoke a lot about just making sure you stay true to yourself as you grow within the industry.
That's hella cool. Ice T, giving you advice.
Ice T, man.
I don't even know.
I said, it was every day. Like, I would just go sit down, like he was my pop-up, just go sit next to him. Because I knew he was going to say something all day.
That is so cool. Okay, so I know Law & Order was not your first acting role. So tell me, though, how did you get your start in acting?
Well, it was a childhood dream, right? When I was like 13. Actually, younger than that, I made this whole plan about my life. You know, my ultimate dream is to own a bank franchise. And so I said,
well,
that young? I was like 9, to be honest. Because I was always good with numbers, so I always wanted to see, all right, how can we flip this and make it something?
I was a little girl in the school girl, I'm like, this is the one I need marry later.
Well, you know, listen. But no, for the most part, I was just looking for a fast track kind of a thing. Yeah. All right, so how can I make a couple money, a lot of money, then invest it into a bank situation? So it made me choose acting at the time, but then it wasn't until I actually pursued high school and my mom got me into performing arts high school like yourself. And that's when I truly fell in love with the art form of it all and was able to find myself and find my voice and find my expression and realized that I was in, that this art allows me to do service for other people who can't speak up so much. So it gave me a big voice and it gave me a big opportunity to be influential. And so because of that, that's when I started pursuing it. And then as far as professionally, I went to college for, at the end of my college 4 years, we got to have a showcase for industry professionals and got signed, and I've been, you know, working ever since graduation in 2015.
That is so dope.
Yeah.
Who's the actor that you look up to in your career?
There's so many. I mean, obviously, everyone's going to say Denzel Washington.
Of course.
Yeah, that's like every black man, I feel. Absolutely. Every young black actor is like,
well, what's nice about Denzel is that he was someone who's been able to play the everyman.
Yeah, so he's so versatile with his roles.
Absolutely. And not to make it about race, but you know, you don't get that many opportunities as a black man to play the everyman. Yeah. And then he not only made it look like he was a black man playing the everyman, but he really made us transcend the idea of race and just accept him as a character. So definitely Denzel
Washington.
Have you
met him?
I have not. I haven't gotten a chance to
meet Denzel. Happen. You're in LA.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
You have to.
Sometime soon. Someday soon.
Yeah, you talking about him being able to get into these characters that we're so, you know, hooked on because we believe it. I feel like I believe it's Denzel in any role. Yes. I feel like when I see him, he's a superhero.
Right. It's so funny because you go looking for Denzel. So as soon as he come on, you're like, all right, there's Denzel. And then as the movie go on, you forget that you're watching Denzel.
Right.
Washington.
You forget he's acting. And that's what I was going to say about you, because when I was about to book you, I was like, you know, I'm a little scared because he's been playing these really intense roles lately. Okay, they were intense. I was like really believing you. I was like, oh, he might be a little mean because he's been playing them aggressive roles.
See, man.
But you're not.
No, absolutely not. He's really sweet, y'all. He's not like how he is in Burning Sands.
Oh, now Burning Sands.
Let's talk about that real quick. So, please. I know that was in a huge film festival, and you guys got, you know, such acclaim for that movie. Tell me about filming it and what was
so
that
Burning
like?
Sands was as an incredible experience to film as it was, I'm sure, for everyone to kind of get the chance to see.
Yeah.
Those guys, first and foremost, shout out to that cast, for real. They were a tremendous group of talented actors.
But
more importantly, such great spirited people. Mm-hmm. And it was a great experience to be a part of because, you know, it was my first year out of school. My first year in the field, and to be able to work with such young up-and-coming artists on that caliber, with that caliber of talent and grace as people was just incredible. But we shot it in Virginia, I believe we were in, for about 20 days. They put us all in a dorm room style apartment so that we can have a feel of college and everything going on. So it was great. I mean, we were just as close. We got really close shooting that film, so it led for great chemistry while we were shooting, so.
I think we have like a trailer.
We do have a trailer of Burning Sands for those who
haven't seen it.
Yeah, and I'm telling you, y'all, this trailer is a little intense, but it makes you want to watch, so let's play
take
it.
Take a look.
30 sausage biscuits, 30 hash browns.
Oh, with egg and cheese on those, please.
Hold on now. What, you ain't got no napkins?
It's all about the brotherhood. After pledging, a lambda man is ready for anything.
It's a rite of passage. We gonna earn the shit.
You are in the good hands of generations of tradition.
Greetings, brother!
And honorable brothers. Yo, if we make it through Hell Night, that'll be us out there. You know that.
The bruh's gonna be in the family now. They're gonna have your backs for life.
This right here.
We come from kings and queens, man, not slaves. You, kings.
Hello? Yes, sir. I'll be there in 10 minutes. Yes, sir.
How bad you want it, boy?
I
want
to be a...
Shut up! Let me tell you something about getting in this fraternity. You got him!
See, that's that aggression I was talking about.
We're like, ooh, you gotta be ready.
Quietly submit to, and they find out the exact measure of injustice and wrong.
Y'all think it's tough? Nah. Just wait for Hell Night.
If we ever get free from the oppressions and wrongs heaped upon us, we must pay for the removal.
You're injured, aren't you?
I'm not injured.
And you really should get it looked at.
I'm just trying to keep my head on and make it through our week, okay?
Wait!
Only a chosen few make it to the other side.
Mine don't matter.
You don't want to keep your line brothers waiting.
I don't think you understand.
Humiliation builds humility, and one more night is not going to kill you. This I know.
But we need to change, and we need it now because of the lives of our students and the honor of this fraternity is at stake.
You are merely facing what other men have met.
When you're up against trouble, meet it squarely face to face. Lift your chin, stay short, it's pain for you, and take a brace. When it's vain to try and dodge it, do the best that you can do.
You may fail and you may conquer. See it through.
Welcome to Hell Night, fellas.
Man.
Woo!
Dang! Lord.
Okay. Well, first I want to say that it's so beautifully shot, like the cinematography.
Oh, yeah.
I'm like Shout really into that. Set. Like that.
Yeah,
like
that
it's really good. So filming this, did that make you want to join a fraternity back in college or what?
You know what? I've always wanted to join a fraternity back in college. I just didn't have enough time to do
it.
Mm-hmm. But it was always a dream to do that. I mean, I've grew up watching Stump the Yard, and, you know, everybody know that as the classic, you know what I mean? That's the college classic, so of course I had dreams to be in a fraternity, but I didn't get the chance to, no.
Did you have a fraternity that you were, like, thinking about joining?
But I guess I'm allowed to say it since I'm not...
Yeah.
Because, you know, they real touchy, like, I don't know.
You know what? You're fine, we won't.
I mean, I don't think there's any rules since I'm not a Greek.
And, yeah.
But, no, I had a lot of respect for the Alpha... And the Kappas, so those two, I would say.
I'd say in the West Coast, Kappas are a big deal.
It's not as a big deal in the West Coast than it is out in the
right?
East Coast.
That's right? That's what I was saying. I was like, only West Coast, like, we have a lot of Kappas out here, I feel like, predominantly.
Do you guys not have a lot of Alpha?
I don't think so. I guess because the Kappas here throw a lot of, like, events in Hollywood and L.A.
So they're
and
more
Long Beach.
Well-known.
Exactly.
Okay, I got you. But they probably have a nice, large Alpha population.
Yeah.
Probably.
Okay. How did you feel about the hazing and all that? Too much, too extreme.
You mean, like, from an outside perspective,
yeah.
right? Because, you know, being a part of it.
Yeah.
You got to honor it. So you got to go there. You got to do what you got to do. But I think, personally, that there are other ways to test someone's determination and test their will than to have physical violence. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
And I know that a lot of fraternities... in response to the film, wanted to make it clear that that's not all they're about.
Mm-hmm.
And I do understand that. But that part, that aspect of pledging, as someone who lives outside of it and I don't really know all the principles around it, it just seems to me like it's a little bit extreme.
Yeah,
no, it is.
I was going to ask about the feedback from fraternities. How was it?
Well,
like any frat brothers come on the street, like, we didn't do that.
Yeah. You know what? I had somebody in the gym recognize me and say something about it, but he was very polite.
He
wasn't aggressive about it, but he wanted to make it a point that I understood that that wasn't all that they are about. But mostly it's been on, you know, Twitter and social media, it's people having responses to it and saying things, mostly about that not being the only aspect of their fraternity. You know what I mean? Greek life in general, sororities as well. And I understand that.
Yeah.
So, but this story was depicting that particular aspect.
Yes.
And so therefore it wasn't going to include all of the righteous things that a fraternity has. You know
Definitely.
What I mean?
Definitely. I understand.
So you worked with a lot of young, talented Black actors on this film. Is there anybody who you were on set with who were like amazed by their acting? Like
everybody.
Really?
I would say big shout-outs to Trevor Jackson.
Yeah.
Trevor did his thing, man. Trevor's an incredibly talented guy, so
I know he can sing. Nice as,
Yeah, the whole thing. But he's also just an overall artist, so it's not just entertainment. Yeah. So yeah, I would say everybody definitely did their thing though. Definitely, but shout out to Trev for holding and carrying the film.
Speaking of talents, do you have any other talents besides acting that you do?
You know what? Surprisingly, I'm a really good cook.
What?
I'm a really good cook.
You're alive, for real?
You think so?
We got sister in the studio.
Listen,
so.
My sister's in the studio. Okay. She can confirm that I'm a really good cook.
Okay, she got it.
What's your specialty?
You know what? I make a mean spaghetti, y'all.
Oh, I make a mean.
And listen, spaghetti is something that most people should know how to make at some point in their life, right? Yeah. So it's not like this extremely difficult dish.
Okay.
But I don't know. I put cucumbers in it.
Oh.
I put extra little tomatoes. You know what I'm saying? You got to have as many vegetables as possible to make it.
Okay. When did this start?
Yeah. When did this start? Have you cooked with your family? Or did you just kind of, when you moved out on your own?
It's funny because I live with my my younger cousin and my sister now, and whoever chooses to cook is a good meal. So we've always given credit to my grandmother. We grew up on her cooking. So our taste buds is pretty much what taught us how to cook. You know what I'm saying? Okay. But cooking started for me in college. We ain't got no money.
Okay, me too.
Ain't got no money.
My mom was trying to get me in the kitchen every day. I was like, nah, I'm not ready for that. Then I had to live on my own. Yeah. I was like,
Ma, how do
nah,
I do
got
this?
To. Yeah. How long do I
make the rice recipe, please?
I swear, I was on the phone with my mom at least 4 or 5 times a week trying to figure out something to cook.
I'm like, how long do I cook the rice for? I don't want to burn
it. But you know, rice is one of them things you're going to have to get for yourself. Oh. Nobody can tell you how to do it.
Okay.
Yeah, it's not going to work.
It's not.
It's not going to work.
It's not going to work. Because I have had so many people in the beginning try to tell me, I'm like, you know what, I'm going to just. Now I just know. I have, like, spidey senses when it comes to my rice. I'm like, I know it's ready.
She got spidey senses in the kitchen.
Yeah.
You talk about me.
I know. We might have to have a spaghetti cook-off.
A little cook-off.
I'm down.
Okay.
All right. Y'all heard it here, though. Y'all heard it.
So
it's live. It's recorded. The challenge has been requested.
Oh, my God. I mean, I'm down.
I'm down for that, too. Go ahead.
Go ahead.
I was going to ask, because we were talking about this before.
Okay.
How do you like L.A. so far?
Yes.
All right, so L.A. is great.
L.A. is great.
But... No, actually, L.A. is a great place.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? The weather's nice.
but talk about, like, coming from actors who pursue their acting career and they're moving from different states to Hollywood. Like, how was that transition for you?
It was the biggest shock, I guess, that was like, wow, I'm in L.A.
Right. I think for me, I got the chance to get here, come here before I actually moved here. So I got the chance to work here before I actually moved here. So I already had a sense of LA working wise as an actor. But at the same time, it's such a big thing, you know, it's such a big cloud of like my dreams, and it's that actual cloud that you imagine when you're dreaming, right? And so for me, in terms of how do I approach it or how do I receive it, just kind of humble myself to the fact that I'm here, you know what I mean?
Aww.
Coming all the way from Philadelphia and getting the opportunity to actually live on my dreams, it takes a lot of grind, it takes a lot of focus, a lot of patience, but I get to be here, so that's how it is for me.
And we were talking about you being from Philly, we were talking about Meek Mill and
rapping. Yeah. Oh, yeah.
So speaking of that, I know that you're going to be in an up-and-coming film, Roxanne. Can you talk about that?
Yeah, so there's a biopic for Roxanne Shanté. If y'all don't know who Roxanne Shanté is...
Oh, I know. I know UTFO, who bit up... Well, she was, like, the response.
Roxanne. Exactly. Roxanne. So go ahead, sing it
too. She does everything.
That girl they call Roxanne.
Okay.
She's all stuck up, and why don't you say that? Yo. She wouldn't give a guy like me no rock. See, I was walking down the street, and I said, hello, I'm Kanga from UTFO.
Oh, you really know about
it. I know.
Oh, dang.
Like, I used to...
You know what's crazy? I didn't know until I, you know, got cast.
I used to watch, like, a lot of stuff back on, like, old hip-hop, so I'm, like...
All in.
KRS-One, like, I'm all in.
All in. So you know how monumental her presence was in the game.
Right. I was like, Roxanne, they coming out with a movie. I was like, I'm all in.
Yes, and this is a tremendous film. I got the chance to see it. That also premiered at the Sundance Film Festival along with Bernie Sands.
Yes. Okay, so you were just popping then at the film festival.
I got a chance to be in some great rooms.
And you and Roxanne. Dang.
Yeah, no, it was cool. It was a great experience. It's a blessing, honestly. And I got the chance to see the film, and everybody did their thing. And that one's another good one.
I'm so excited. Absolutely. Like, you understand my excitement. So yeah, tell us who are you playing?
My character in the film, Roxanne Roxanne, is Tone. So Tone essentially was a neighborhood friend of Roxanne's in her childhood, and he almost served as like her agent at the time. Because I don't know if you guys know, but she did a lot of battle. You probably know.
Yeah, I know. She did a lot of battling after she battled them.
Yes, yes.
And they was low key mad. They was like, "Who's this girl? UTFO?"
Oh yeah, exactly.
They was calling mad. I was like, "She's low key coming after y'all."
Exactly. So my character is Tone. Used to find people for her to battle throughout the neighborhood when she was coming up. And then there was a time in her life where she needed someone to kind of lean on, and Tone was there for her. And then there was another time in her life where she needed somebody to lean on, and Tone was there for her. So, you know, they have their conflict at one point in each other's lives. But other than that, it tends to be a really healthy relationship and a really supportive relationship of Roxanne.
Dang.
Yeah.
Do you feel like you can be, like, in your personal life, do you kind of feel like you relate to some of the characters that you play in certain films?
I feel like in all of them.
Really?
Yeah, absolutely. I will say for Roxanne, it's so interesting because the actress who was playing Roxanne Shante is a friend of mine.
Oh, wow.
We went to school together, right?
What?
And that was her name, Shante Adams, and she did a great job. But basically, it was cool because she was someone who came into school a year behind me, and it was just kind of cool to have her as somebody who, essentially, my character is showing her the ropes. And then, like, I had been out of school for a year, and this was her first professional project. And it's not as if I was showing her any ropes, but it made it easier to know that this was somebody who I did care about, who was just getting started, and I got to be a part of that experience. So I definitely feel connected to Tone and to other characters for sure.
Dang. Awesome. I was going to also say, because we're talking about that being a biopic, there were so many biopics coming out. Did you see the New Edition biopic?
Yes.
Yeah?
Them boys, you liked it?
Yeah. That was good.
Oh, yeah. You can't not acknowledge when greatness is done.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? And it's funny because when you hear about what stories are coming up, whether it be New Edition, Roxanne, Shante, you already know it's going to be pretty good because of who they're tracking, you know what I'm saying? And New Edition has such a rich history. So it already had our attention, and I just think they just did a great job.
What biopic would you be willing to play, like, as a lead?
Oh.
Yes.
Let us know.
It's so funny.
Speak it into existence.
Yeah, speak it into existence.
I mean.
And we'll replay this back when you get it.
Oh, God. It's so many, but it's so funny. We were just walking on Melrose Avenue, and they have this nice mural of Michael Jordan. And in the picture, the artist kind of drew him in a way that kind of reminded me of myself. I was like, wow, it kind of looks like me. And so I was like, what if I shave my head bald? And they did a Michael Jordan biopic.
And I got the shot.
So that's where my head was, at least today.
Michael Jordan. And you would know. You would be all in.
I know.
That's you, right?
Me.
You're the sports girl, right?
Yes. Yeah.
All right.
No, Michael Jordan's story itself, I mean, he didn't make varsity in high school.
Which is crazy. I didn't even know that.
Yeah, he was a JV player. He didn't make varsity. But then he worked hard, played, made varsity, went to North Carolina, and then went the best player
of all time.
But it's interesting that you said Michael Jordan, because a lot of actors will pick an actor to play, or a musician will pick a musician. So it's cool that you picked
Michael Jordan. I mean, y'all don't tell nobody, but I ain't good at basketball at all. And so it would be cool to play like I am,
You could have her train you on
the side. Oh, that's right.
You are.
I
got you.
You know?
Yeah, I'm a point guard.
All right, we got cook-off here. We got training. It's all live.
Yes,
so
here.
If y'all try to back out on it, I got y'all.
Oh, never.
I know. Cause I'm like, damn, I'm really going to have to get some food together.
It's just spaghetti.
I got it.
You have your signature dish.
Yeah.
You have spaghetti, and you can pick yours.
Yeah. You know what? I might.
And we can
but you know
it
what?
Out.
I might. Okay.
And then we can see who got the best signature. The best signature dish.
Look at him.
Hey, I'm cool. All right.
I'm down.
I'm down. We can have that after we hoop. How about that?
After you teach me how to hoop, we ain't just going to hoop.
We'll go through some drills.
Yeah,
and then,
give me some drills.
It seems like you would know how to play basketball.
That's
the
problem.
Not that you're athletic.
Y'all don't
understand.
I'm very athletic.
But basketball.
Football for sure. I play football.
Oh, you know what? I can see that.
Yeah. But it's crazy because I don't know what the look is of a basketball player or athlete, but growing up, everyone always assumed that I used to get picked like first or second. And I used to be like, nah, y'all. Y'all should not be picking me right now. But
like, I got him.
I got picked
last. It's a gift and a curse to look like you know how to play, because you get to, you know, be cool or whatever. But then when it comes time to play.
It's okay. You know what we're going to do? We're going to take you to Dave and Buster's. We're going to do the, you know, shots. Yeah.
I'm good
game.
At that. I'm good at
okay,
that.
Okay, well then we're just gonna have to work on it a little bit.
No, we got training.
And we got Raina.
Yeah, yeah, we're good.
Okay, we're good. I'm good. Let's talk about next in casting, Raina. Yeah. What do we have?
Next in casting, I'm not sure if you guys caught this, but Tyra Banks. She has a lot of projects going on. She has America's Got Talent. She's back on America's Next Top Model. But now she's going to have Life Size 2.
I love Life Size.
I don't know if you've caught Life Size.
Oh, that's the movie from Disney Channel.
Yeah,
with Lindsay Lohan. Eve's Grace, no matter where she goes.
She was from like Sunny California.
Yes, Sunnyville. Yeah. She
did
every job
here. I think she was interviewing, and then she just admitted that it's coming out.
Beyond excited. Like, one thing is I love physical comedy, and I love kind of sketch comedy, so Eve is very like this. So I get to, like, really go for it and have fun, but she's more adult now, so the storyline's going to be more adult. It's on Freeform, which lets you know it's going to be a little sexier, a little edgier, so different Eve.
Any chance Lindsay?
I would love for Lindsay to do something. Like, Lindsay, the last time I saw you was, I don't know how many years ago. Every time I see her, she gives me a hug like it was back in the day, like she's 10 years old again. So I would love for you to come back and do something on Life Size, will you?
Okay. What else can you tease about that?
Yeah. For Life Size? She comes to life in a very interesting way this time.
Yeah. Okay. So basically, that's coming out soon. Expect to come out December 2018. And it's going to be like a Christmas movie.
Oh.
Eve is all grown up now. But
so then what's going on with the sexiness on Christmas?
I'm sorry?
She said it was going to be a little sexier.
I don't know.
I'm a big Tyra Banks fan, so anything she does is going to be great.
All the time. But Lindsay, I'm just curious. Do you think Lindsay would come back or do something with it?
I need Lindsay to come back in order for me to really be in it.
Lindsay Lohan just needs to return to the scene.
Right?
She's so good.
She's such a good
I feel like no one's been able to deny her since Parent Trap.
When I was young, I literally thought that she had a twin.
Me too.
I swear. I was like, oh, she got a twin. Like, no, that was her playing. Like,
it'd be
people.
Nice to see her come back, though. That'd be awesome.
Yes.
Yeah, so that's coming out hopefully December 18th.
Okay.
Not in
December 2018.
2018. Yeah, sorry, 18th. Dang. Not this year, guys.
Next year.
Next year.
All right.
Next in casting news, Will Smith might play the genie in Aladdin.
This is exciting. Yes.
That'll make me watch it, y'all.
Yeah, it's still in the works now. They haven't revealed when it would come out, but he is first in line to play this role.
I mean, first shout out to the great Robin Williams because he was the greatest.
He's awesome.
And he was a great genie.
So are they doing an animated or they're doing a real life?
Like real life. Okay. Because it's they did Beauty and the Beast, Cinderella, and the Jungle Book.
Right.
So this one is in the works.
Is he going to be blue?
That's what I'm saying.
He's going to be fat.
Come
on, Will.
Will Smith is very animated.
Right, of course.
So I think this is a good pick.
Definitely a good pick.
I don't know. Honestly, y'all, I don't know how I feel about these Disney movies coming to life. I'll tell you why. I watched Beauty and the Beast because this girl was telling me in my class, my teacher was like, who saw Beauty and the Beast this weekend? And when it first came out, and this girl was like, I saw it, but I wish I would have saw the cartoon version, like the Disney version, before I went to go see the movie. And so I was like, okay, let me go watch the cartoon
version. Have you never seen it, or did you just need to re-see
it? I just needed to see it, because when I saw Beauty and the Beast, I was like, a toddler, I felt like I wasn't, you know what I mean? So I watched it, like, a few weeks ago, and I loved it. Like, not the real version, like, the cartoon, like, the Disney classic. I was like, this is so good that I don't even want to see the real one now. Because it was so good. I feel like it's going to mess my childhood up.
Okay, so you remembered it as a child,
yes.
Right? Okay. So if you remembered it as a child, then you have that memory just stored in your, you know what I'm saying?
I'll never go away.
So you can watch the real one is what I'm saying.
Yeah.
So
what was your favorite Disney movie growing up?
Lion King.
I cry every time Mufasa gets.
I know, but you know, it was one of those grow-up moments when it happened.
If you were casted to play in a Disney movie, one of the Disney movies, would you want to play?
Scar in the Lion King.
I could totally see you as Scar.
She didn't say she could see me because now you think I'm a bad guy.
I'm just saying, I can see it.
Dang.
Why not? Like, Scar?
No. Do it. Do it.
I hate Scar. A Scar for life.
What up, Disney?
Honestly.
We got Mitchell Edwards, and he is going to play Scar in The Lion King when y'all bring it back.
Man. No, but Scar, I feel like Scar is just such a different kind of villain. You know what I mean?
Yeah, he was.
He was a different kind. He wasn't so, I mean, of course he was evil, but he was a little smart with it. So.
Dang.
I like Scar for that reason.
You like Scar for that? I I hate Scar a little bit because he threw my man Mufasa down, man. Simba was down there like, Dad, wake up.
And you know what's funny? I'm sitting here asking y'all to play loyalty, but I'm talking about being Scar.
Yeah, Scar, Scar was not loyal.
Scar's the most disloyal person ever. Like,
dang. But, and he had a pack of hyenas as friends.
Right. Now, I don't know about all of that. You know what I'm saying? I don't even like dogs, for real.
You don't like dogs?
I mean, I got a fear of them. I'm trying to get over my fear.
You're scared?
Not like afraid. You can have a dog near me. But I really want to get a dog so I can understand.
You should. A lot of people, like my mom, didn't really mess with dogs until we got one. Right. Now, like anytime she sees a dog, she's like, "Oh my god!" I'm like, I thought I would never hear you say that. So yeah, I think you should get one. So, what kind of dog would you get? French bulldogs are the things right
they
now.
I don't even know too many about the breeds.
I probably would still be in the Rottweiler world. You know what I'm saying? They got them nice black coats.
They do. Nice. But that's a big dog.
I got a pit.
Yeah, she's
he's a boss.
He's apple of my eye. I love my baby. He's so cute.
Them Jones are lethal though.
No, King is different. If you see my Snapchat, or my Instagram, he's like one of those pit bulls that are super big but will sit in your lap.
All those big dogs be thinking that they are just lap dogs. I'm like, mm-mm.
Yeah, but it's important to, like,
train. You are too big.
Yeah. Right, right.
But I'm, like, such a dog lover, so that's why I'm
Maybe
like,
we start off with the hyenas and then I can come over to the dogs.
I guess you start off with the most vicious.
Right.
Then bring it down.
And then come on back.
Okay, so... That messing, that's a gnaw for the dogs. But we have our own segment.
Yes, next door gnaw.
So Starbucks right now is having a limited edition drink that's only available, I think, until the 21st. Yeah. And this is called the Unicorn Frappuccino. Hmm. So in it is, like, I heard it's nasty.
It don't look great.
Let me tell you what's in it. It's white. Yeah. I think it's white mocha, mango syrup. And it's a sour blue powder, and I think maybe a sour cotton candy powder.
Oh.
You know what? That's what we were just talking about with one of our friends, Michelle. She was saying she expected it to taste like cotton candy.
So what part of that drink gives it, like, you know how coffee has that acquired taste?
You
said the white mocha was in it?
Mm-hmm.
Maybe it's that.
They need some. Yeah, maybe.
But I don't understand, like, caffeine and sour. Like,
right.
And mango?
Right, right. This should have been maybe a smoothie.
Yeah.
They should have did a unicorn smoothie. They do smoothies there.
But what's the point in the unicorn period? Is it just the spring thing?
I don't know. People are obsessed with unicorns for some reason. Like, girls want to be doing makeup.
I think it had something to do with Coachella.
Is that the theme?
I don't know. I'm just guessing. Just because, like, it's like colors and, like, people are adding, like, ribbons and stuff to their hair.
Okay.
And they've never done it before, huh?
No.
Okay.
It's only for a limited time.
It was so funny.
I heard somebody on the radio today say, thank you so much for everybody for not posting your unicorn fraps today. Because I guess yesterday was the first day.
So
now nobody posting them. So I'm guessing it's because people was like,
don't have it.
This is not it.
I was at Starbucks right before this and I saw it and I was just like,
did somebody order it?
It was like three people ordered it.
You're kidding.
I thought it was flying off the shelf. I thought that's why we were talking about it.
Dang.
No, it don't look great.
I wanted to get one before I saw the contents inside of it.
Oh yeah, that makes sense. Because mango throws it all off. Yeah,
mango syrup is just like, I'm not too sure.
I'm not sure. But that's it.
Well, we're staring at it like it's going
to change. I know.
Like,
it's going to be there.
Like, what is this, like, stuff on top?
I think you want to buy it or not.
Whipped cream with sour? Imagine, like, a sour taste with whipped cream.
I'm not even a big fan of whipped cream, so I don't
know. What?
Man, I'm in a doghouse with you, huh? Everything I say, she's like, what?
Whipped cream.
You don't like dogs? You don't like whipped cream?
No whipped cream. Dang.
I mean, but I'm saying not enough to put candy on top. You know what I
mean? Okay. I'm gonna say, what are you gonna say next or not?
I'm gonna say
nah.
I wouldn't.
You know, first of all, I need to figure out how much they're trying to charge for this, though.
Probably the regular, like $4.25.
Yeah, probably. I would say that.
Yeah, nah.
Tell them right now. Jimbo in the booth had this drink,
and he said
it costs about
$5. $5?
Is it good, Jimbo?
He said it was okay.
Ah. Okay. Then no.
You know what that means, right? Okay means no.
Okay.
Jimbo,
also, you're talking about Coachella. So, are you a fan of Coachella? Have you been?
So, since guys, you've been out I just here? Found out about Coachella what, last year when I first got out
You're
here.
You're kidding, for the first time ever?
Never heard about it. You know, I'm from the East Coast. So
That's what I was wondering. I was wondering because, like, you know, people be posting it so much on social media that if does everybody, like, in the world know that Coachella is this big thing?
I feel like it's accessible. I feel like there's enough people posting about it for everybody to find out about it. Mm-hmm. But I would say growing up, I never heard of Coachella.
Yeah, honestly, if it wasn't for social media, I don't think a lot of people would know about Coachella.
Well, I mean, yeah, I don't think, honestly.
Unless you really into like music and you know about the festivals.
I feel like the festival has kind of gone away a little bit from the music and more it's like a fashion show.
Kind of a thing,
I feel like it's like, I think it's like, you know, we have LA Fashion Week, but I feel like it's that's kind of our LA Fashion Week there at Coachella. Because like it has like all the weirdest trends, like fashion trends, like the latest ones at Coachella.
90 degree weather.
Everything now is like.
Is it that hot down there?
Yeah, it's hot. It's hot. And then at night it gets colder.
Mm-hmm. Okay, so you got it's one of those bring a jacket type situations.
But I feel like now Coachella, like I don't even see people or the parties are like not even at the festival. It's like people if you're like real VIP, you're in these hotels or you're in the
It's
house
not the case
parties.
With everything though. I feel like any exclusivity, like any place, any party that's exclusive is gonna be exclusive.
Right? Yeah. But it's because it seems like when you look at Coachella on social media, you see like Rihanna was in the crowd, like just with like regular people. So you think that like celebrities are just meshed in. But I think also it's just a little like you said, exclusivity, like people are doing their own things off somewhere else.
Yeah, I mean, I wouldn't imagine that the celebrity. I feel like if they're wrapped, if they're in the same crowd as the guests, that's one thing. But to be partying and close, like a close
right?
kind
that's
of environment,
like,
that's a bit much.
Which music inspiration would you like to party with?
Rihanna. If you
could. Rihanna?
Yes. Yes, everybody.
I just said that, and it's 420. You already know what Rihanna doing today.
All right, okay. Come on, man. Shout out to
Rihanna.
Riri, man.
No, she seems like she'd be fun to go out with.
Yeah. Or just cool. Like, I don't always like the loud scene.
She's like, hella cool. Like, she don't like trying to be, like, on Snapchat
And I got the, when I actually saw her,
she'd be like,
really, where?
I saw her at the Forum last year, and then I saw her at, last year. I was in New York City somewhere. Even her concert is low key. Like, it's a big party. Obviously, it's Rihanna music, so you know everybody know it. But she just
to me, her albums have always been consistent too. Yeah. Like, there's not really an album that I could say that I really didn't like a Rihanna. I don't know. Yeah. Like, I like all her music, especially when she did that MTV VMA performance where they honored her.
Oh yeah,
for the
yeah.
I think the Michael Jackson.
Isn't
award.
It the Vanguard?
Vanguard, yes.
Yeah. Absolutely.
When she did all those different, like, it just showed she has so many different sounds. She has that techno-type sound. Mm-hmm. She got that reggae-type sound. And then
what's your favorite sound for Rihanna, though? Techno,
say
reggae?
Again.
What's your favorite sound for
I don't know. I like when she get ratchet, though, too. Like,
Even
up.
Even on like loyalty, like the way she's flowing and everything. I love when Rihanna flows.
Yeah,
so it's funny. Like "Needed Me" is my favorite song.
Oh yeah,
all the time.
She be in Lil Hood. Beyonce be getting like that too. And she was supposed to be the headliner of Coachella.
She already signed to be the headliner
for next year.
Next year, though,
Lady Gaga covered.
We gotta go to Coachella next year.
Right.
I'm going to Coachella. Yeah. If Beyonce is there.
I'll have to go now. This is like the second year I've been in LA, and people have been in Coachella. And now this is the first year I feel like all my friends are there. Like last year, when I first got here, I ain't know nobody, so people were over there. I'm like, oh, this is that West Coast thing. But this year, I'm like, damn, everybody at Coachella.
We're going to have to find you like a nice like outfit, like something trendy. Oh, a see-through top.
I don't know about
that.
I ain't the face of the see-through top, y'all.
Fishnet.
No, not the fishnet. The fishnet?
The fishnet top.
Man.
You're surprised at what guys wear out there.
No,
I'm
listen, all for setting trends. All for setting trends. Do what you do, you know what I mean? You ain't gotta follow nobody else, but I don't think I'm the fishnet guy, you know?
You're not the fishnet.
I'm not the fishnet.
We're the type of people that be like, take that off, please.
I appreciate those people.
Welcome
my sister
to Los
like
Angeles.
That.
Don't do that.
No, don't do that.
Where do they do that? Like Miami or something?
No, I thought about the sheer top, though. Like, you know, like back in the day, like the Tyson Beckford 90s look with the sheer long sleeve.
Right.
That went though at that time. I don't know about
I feel like
now.
If you do things like that, it's like if you do it at an event, it matters. It makes a difference. But if you just wear that to like Coachella, I'm just like, what's up with dude? Like, why is he wearing
I saw somebody in an event with those like long shirts. A guy. He had to get those long shirts with a train.
Yeah.
And it was white.
Stop.
And then he had a khaki tan cream type of bulletproof vest.
So is that a part of Next to Nah? Because I'm going to say nah to it now. Like, we're not doing all of those different things, man.
Over the long
See, people
shirt.
Do too much in places like Coach. Oh, my gosh. He don't have real friends if he really got out there. He really does not have friends.
And he had the shades on, like.
Oh,
no.
The shades.
Nope.
Oh, yeah.
Bulletproof vest.
I'm like, come here. What's come up? Here. Come here, friend. Let me tell you something. You look,
no, I wouldn't even.
You look
like,
crazy.
I'm not hanging out with you. Like, if Braylon went out like that.
Are y'all
like
those type of people, though, for real? Like, would you tell a friend, hey, go change?
Yeah, first, not go change, but I'd be like, like,
so
when they ask.
Different?
Yes.
Are you the I'll wait until you ask type of friend?
Because, you know what? Let me tell you something. When I have my hair straight and it's, like, misty outside, it gets frizzy. Mm-hmm. So I ask my friend, I'm like, my hair frizzy? She's like, no. And then I went in the bathroom. My hair frizzy. I was like, you know what? You fake.
You're not
because
a real
you're
friend.
Supposed to tell me. I be telling her like the other day. I was
yeah.
like,
you have something to teach.
Yeah. Tell me. Don't be having me come out there looking crazy. Agree.
So because of that, you feel like you have the right to tell your friends.
I think it's
we're
for
a
me,
package.
Yeah. For, yeah. But she. Yeah. All she'll right. be like. But for me, it's all in my face. Like before I even say, I'll be like. Like,
what's going
out.
On, right?
They'll be like, they'll come and be like, wait, what? And I'm like, oh, nothing. I'm like,
usually
no,
they,
you look
they
like
always
like
ask
that.
Me, now I should be worried. Like, why do y'all always ask? Because I feel like they're always like,
well, that probably means you're the, you know, the pretty girl in the group because they're going to come to you for the standard. You
RuPaul.
Know what I'm saying? That's mostly what it is.
That is definitely thanks. What it is.
I hope. Thanks, guys.
Thanks,
so
guys.
Should we end
friends.
Up with our game?
Let's end off with our game,
okay,
please.
So.
Games.
So, since we are on the topic of Next or Nah,
okay.
we are going to
yeah.
play our famous Next or Nah game.
All right,
so, we're going to give you six scenarios.
Okay.
You're going to say next if you're going to lie or, like, not say anything, or nah, you're actually going to tell that person what the deal is.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay?
All right.
First one.
Sounds
so, you
tricky.
Have a girl, right?
Mm-hmm.
And she's getting a little chunky.
Okay.
Are you saying next or nah, I'm going to tell her the truth?
I would
when
never say
asks.
Next because of the weight. Like, that's just crazy. You know what I'm saying? Like, that's the person that I'm with. I would say nah to the fact that if it's not looking great, I'm going to be like, nah, babe, you got.
So you would tell. The question is, would you tell her if she's getting fat or would you, like.
Oh, so next means yes?
Next means, like, nah,
no.
I would just, like, go.
Just keep it moving.
Sweep it on the rug and keep
yeah,
it moving.
Yeah, yeah.
Or
nah,
you would
nah,
tell
I'm
going
to tell her. I'm going to tell her. Definitely.
Nah, you're going to tell. Okay.
If. Yeah, nah, because I wouldn't be with somebody who I couldn't tell that. Yes.
All right, here. How about, let me see.
Or whatever one you want to do. You can't look.
Oh, damn.
Okay.
Don't be cheating.
No cheat. All right.
All right, your homie come up to you. He like, Mitch.
Oh,
I can act. And it's not good. You telling him like.
Next to no, right?
Yes.
She can't even
like,
say
like, you next. Or you tell him like.
Nah,
nah, bro.
Terrible, bro.
I feel like if you're coming to me, like, I have the opportunity to voice my real opinion, and I'm not going to sugarcoat it. I would never discourage somebody from, like, pursuing any type of dream, so I would never just be like, next, because you
okay.
got it. I ain't, you know what I'm saying? Like, everybody get the chance to try. But if it ain't it right then and there, I'm going to be like, nah, bro, go back into the room and keep rehearsing.
Keep
going.
Keep rehearsing or give it
keep
up.
At it. So I don't know. Does that answer the question?
No, yeah, it does.
All right, cool.
All right, okay.
All right, so let's say you dating this girl. Dating,
okay.
right? Dating, mm-hmm. like, 2 weeks, right? All right? 2 weeks, right? 2 weeks in.
So that
means
I got...
Date or so. Yeah, right?
Yeah.
And she'd be like, it's Wednesday. You going to post me as your WCW?
That's Ooh. Ridiculous.
That's ridiculous.
You just dating her, right? You just getting to know her, crazy. Whatever, and you guys been consistent. You guys been texting all the time, and, you know, she's feeling you feeling her. And she'd be like, yo, it's Wednesday.
Did I make MCM yet?
See, you know what? Why don't we let
playing.
Them have it first?
I'm
that's
playing.
Why we messed
crazy.
Up as a gimmick.
Oh,
okay?
I'm playing. I would, that's just weird. Like, girls, don't do that.
Say,
all right,
say,
well,
yeah.
I guess you should if you need to. But I feel like... What's the point in doing that? Like, if I'm not going to make you my WCW, then I'm not going to make you my... It's a social media thing, you know?
Yeah.
How would you tackle that situation?
Next.
All right, we're going to scratch that out. You'd be like, all right. You should be like...
Don't do that. Just don't do it, y'all. Don't do that.
I would be like, LOL, what are you doing?
LOL, what you doing?
What you doing?
Nah.
Okay, how about... Okay, good. What about...
Oh, I missed that one.
Going down in the DM. It go down in the DM.
What about
are you
it?
Gonna send it? Are you gonna send them DMs?
Nah.
You on Instagram? You scrolling down? You see something you like? You sliding in?
I slide in? Like, you mean...
Like, hey...
Because when you say it's going down in the DM, that's a different situation. Yeah, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah, I guess that is true.
I don't take... Yeah, I ain't... It ain't going down in no DMs.
First of all, why are you guys doing this in the DM? Why could you text it?
Well, if you don't know... You know, a lot of people... It came about from not knowing somebody. And so you DM somebody you don't know. You know what I'm saying?
And what are we... Okay... What are we DMing though for it to go down?
Yeah, for real.
That's what I want to know. Why are you doing it to somebody on Instagram?
That's true. That's why I said next, because I would never do that.
How about sliding in the DMs?
Sliding in the DMs.
Sliding in your DMs.
Okay.
Like...
I think that's appropriate. Just to say hello, you look nice. I thought that was a nice picture.
Aww.
Absolutely. You can slide to the DM.
Well, look out, ladies, because Mitchell might be sliding. Just kidding.
Man. And then the last one. We'll take out that one. The last one. Okay, so say you've been dating this girl. This is your wife.
All about
this
dating.
Is wifey. No, this no, is wifey.
It's all about
wifey.
Dating.
This is wifey, right? This is wifey, right?
She cooks.
She cooks. She cleans. She's perfect. She's great. Whatever, right? So let's just say her sense of style isn't up to par.
Can I
for you?
Wait, why did he say?
Let's just say that. Let's just put it out there. Like, you know, her sense of style is slowly evolving into a different.
Slowly evolving back to 2002.
So she's not the girl who I saw when I decided to say what's up.
Yeah.
So and now she's starting to get into some more other stuff.
Yeah. She's trying to do something different. Are you next or not?
I need to know what's going on. So I'm going to ask,
I need to know what's going on.
What's the cause of this transition? You know what I'm saying? Like, where you at with it? Like, if you wanted to go into the bohemian world with it and you feel like I'm going to start dressing this way because it connects to this route and that route, I'm going to be like, all right, I can respect that next. Because I ain't dealing with all of that. I ain't dealing with it all. But no, a bad sense of style, we can't.
How would you act? If she comes and says, hey, babe, you like my new outfit?
Well, and if I don't like it?
Yeah. Weeks ago, we saw Solange had a paper bag as a dress.
That's Solange.
Oh, what?
Everybody said that, though.
I mean...
I know, but it's the love of your life. This is your wife, your girl. She comes out with a trash bag, you're like, well, Solange did it, so...
If it was a permanent transition, I would have to say next. Or no, which I don't know. This is a tricky game, y'all.
Next means that you just, throw it on the rug. You don't talk about it, whatever. But nah, you're staying on that topic, and you're going to tell her you look terrible.
Right, if it's that situation, I'm saying next. Because if this is what you want to do and I can't rock with it.
Okay, so you guys are
such an understanding husband.
So you're gonna go
oh snap, this is my wife. So.
Yeah.
It don't matter that much what you wear, baby. It matters who you are.
Okay, so you guys have a red carpet appearance.
We gotta get pre-approved before we go on the red carpet, don't we? We not just walking. guys. Seriously though. I love style, so I feel like I would only really be with somebody who has the same passion for styling, and it just wouldn't be a situation where I couldn't get with it.
Yeah, you would just know.
That don't make me a bad person, though, right?
No, it doesn't.
That just mean I can't get with you.
No, honestly, you could. You can help people. I've tried.
That's true.
You can,
but I feel like sister style is so personal. So if you don't really feel it, then somebody can throw it on you. But if you can't rock it, then it ain't gonna work.
That makes sense.
Yes.
And it's not good when it's forced.
It's not.
Okay, I've been there. It's not that gray. I was like, you know what?
You had a guy trying to dress you?
No, I had me trying to dress him.
This is what I'm saying, so you know.
Yeah.
And you asking me that question.
Yeah.
And you already know that the answer is no.
But that was from a woman's perspective. I don't know how it is.
But the way to get them to dress differently, though, is kind of easy. Wouldn't you be if you had a girl
pick it out? I'd just be like, you know what?
Why don't you try this? This looks so cute.
I wouldn't want to impose like that, you know? Because then I'm trying to create
what I
want.
Yeah, for a man, I think it's different.
Yeah, I wouldn't want to impose. Like, if that's just not how you fit, that's not what you're rocking with, then all right, we just not rocking together.
Or you could just be like, hey, babe, I saw this. You would look so cute.
Well, I could definitely buy you a lot of, buy you some stuff, and then next thing you know, you start liking what it is that I bought, and then now we didn't change the style. But that means you gotta like it. Again, you can't just throw something on somebody and expect they know how to rock it. It gotta come from within, I think.
Okay, so what would you describe your style to be like?
You know what's funny? It's every day is different. I feel like I would say I'm just comfortable. I'm comfortable. Right.
That's good.
Right, I'm comfortable.
So you wouldn't be a Russell Westbrook type jeans, tight shirt type.
If I'm comfortable in it that day. It depends on what the event is, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
I don't know about all of that.
A bandana wrapped around your head.
You talking about yesterday?
Yeah.
Yeah, come on. Shout out to Russell Westbrook. He's a great dude. He's a great player. But no, I wouldn't. I don't think that's me. Yeah. I don't think I would. I would throw on a cowl, bandana, and a matching shirt. I wouldn't do all of that. But I'll be comfortable though. I'll be comfortable. Oh,
yeah. Comfortable is always good.
How about yourselves? How would you describe it?
Comfy chic too.
Comfy chic. She's a little better than me. I'm comfortable, but she's chic with it.
Chic with it. So like, I tend to do like oversized clothing wrapped with like, cause like if I wear a big shirt, I'll have some cute boots with it, like show my legs a little bit, thigh highs. Like I like to be comfortable with what I'm wearing.
Yeah.
What about you?
I have no clue. It just depends on the day.
That's I wear a lot of black too.
Like it depends on the day. Sometimes I want to be dark.
right.
And like grungy, and then sometimes I want to be like really girly.
Sometimes you want to be loud. Sometimes you want to be off the radar. Mm-hmm. You
know, regardless, her makeup's gonna be on point, right?
Okay. I didn't watch these YouTube tutorials for nothing. Okay.
She did me, guys. Today I got a little. Okay. Got a little sparkle highlight blinging. Yeah,
so we gotta wrap that's next. That's next to makeup. But it was so good having you on, Mitchell. Please tell us again where we can find you, and also let us know if any upcoming projects or anything that you're working on.
Yeah, so we spoke about it. Should I look in the camera?
Yeah, this one right there.
Okay, mm-hmm. Yeah, so we spoke about it coming up in the fall. Roxanne should be released. I'm not sure the capacity, but it'll be something that'll be accessible to the public. So if you guys get the chance to check it out, please do. You can follow me throughout the year. It'll be a journey up and down, just trying to like navigate this Hollywood hustle. Like I said, my Twitter handle is _MitchellEdward without the S. Instagram _MitchellEdwards with the S. And just follow me, guys. See what I'm about. See how I move through the day to day. And you know, I'll see you guys around.
There you go.
And see him playing Michael Jordan.
Yes.
That'd be dope, y'all. Y'all just put that. I'm about to put that in the prayer book.
If it happens on next, it's going to be next.
All right. Well, there it is. Yeah. It
should be. Oh, and I'm Raina. Find me on Instagram and Twitter at Raina_LA.
And I am Raylan, and you can find me on Twitter and Instagram at Raylan Taren. Don't forget to follow all things Black Hollywood Live on YouTube, Twitter, Facebook, and Instagram. We will see you next Thursday. And oh, I'm Raylan. I already said my name. Never mind. Bye.
'Cause Kevin Undergaro, Dario Kristen, Tiana Hobson, and the entire BHL staff, we would like to thank you for supporting Black Hollywood Live, the first online broadcast network dedicated to African-American entertainment. For questions and comments, contact us, info@blackhollywoodlive.com. Like us on Facebook, tweet us, or Instagram us at BHL Online. And I am the official voice of Black Hollywood Live, Scipio, Instagram at KingXOBay. Thanks for tuning in. The views expressed here are those of the hosts only and do not necessarily reflect the views of BHL or its owners or principals.